Blog Talk Radio.
Topics for today, and I'm gonna do all my three hot topics, and we can comment on them after I give all three of them. My first hot topic, something is really, really strange going on at the church. I don't know what it is. Last week at a black church, a man went in the church and shot his girlfriend and shot the baby, but I think the baby was shot accidentally. The baby was about 4 months old, and the preacher saw him getting ready after he shot her one time. The preacher jumped out of the pulpit and ran to the cellar and knocked him down to keep him from killing the young lady, and he shot the preacher. And this is, it's just, who would have thought that in America that you wouldn't be able to go and sit down in a church and nothing, you know, and feel safe. Something is going on. So then we had another incident in the same county. This is happening in Mobile, Alabama. Okay, a preacher said, a man walked into the church. The man said he was hungry, and they brought the man in to give him something to eat. So the man sat down. They had some young kids there. They had a girl that was there that was 12 years old. So, you know, in the church, we greet with a hug. The man asked the young girl to give him a hug. The little 12-year-old girl gave him a hug. So they noticed, the preacher and them noticed, he asked the girl again to give him a hug. So they trying to be nice, show the homeless man being friendly. The girl hugged the man again. The man grabbed the girl inside of the whole church, full of the congregation, and started sucking on her neck and started following her and molesting her with the whole congregation. So the preacher jumped and ran down out of the pulpit, him and all the deacons, and they handled him. And they put him in a room and locked him up until the police got there. And the preacher, his statement, to me, is kind of strange, and then I don't know what to believe. I mean, I don't know how to take the preacher's statement. The preacher says that he believed God sent the man there because the preacher said that he was the one that was going to take him off the street, and he believed God allowed him to come there so he can put a stop to that. But I don't believe God would allow a 12-year-old child to get molested in order to stop him to take him off the street. That's one hot topic. That's my second one. Now, this is my last one. and it's all to do with cheering. Okay, y'all, go to your computer and you Google this. There is a soldier in Afghanistan. It's in trouble with the United States military. And they said that the military, when they sent them over there, they are only supposed to assist with military things. They are not supposed to get in no Afghan business. But this man was working. He was one of the Afghan soldiers, I guess, but he was working with the military. But they not allowed United States to get in their personal affairs. So this is common practice. I did not know this. In Afghanistan, this was on the news this morning, that this young boy was being raped by one of the head leaders of Afghanistan. The soldier guy from the soldier man from United States saw the young boy being raped. The young soldier boy took the Afghanistan man and body slammed him. And now the army is trying to discipline the soldier and put him out of the army because he stopped the man from raping the little boy. But it is common practice over in Afghanistan for them to take little boys and rape them. Did not know this. Those are my three hot topics. And then the other one, the final one, is George Zimmerman posting Trayvon Martin pictures. Somebody, one of George Zimmerman's Facebook friends, sent the dead picture to George Zimmerman or Trayvon Martin. George Zimmerman took it and put it on his Facebook page. And the people began to complain about it. George Zimmerman's Facebook took the picture down. George Zimmerman went again and retweeted the picture of Trayvon Martin dead body. And he is angry and cussing Facebook out for taking the picture down of Trayvon Martin. Now, what do you think about those hot topics? My hot topic is George Zimmerman and none of these men need to be walking among the living. Those are my hot topics for today.
Well, my comment on the Zimmerman thing is there's really nothing that we can do about it. As simple as that. What should have been done a long time ago. He wouldn't be walking among anybody. But since he's alive and he got away with it, he's going to continue to get away with it. There's really little we can do. I'm not going to advocate what I may feel should be done, but there's nothing that can be done. As far as the Afghanistan situation is, that doesn't surprise me. These kind of atrocities happen. But you have to understand the American military is raping women and men and everything else also. So that's not exclusively something that is happening in Afghanistan. If the media was honest and was telling everybody exactly what's happening over there, there's quite a bit of sexual perversion within the American military itself doing things like this. Traditionally, the American military patronized local prostitutes and made prostitutes out of local people where they invaded anyway. So the United States can't sit back in judgment of those people as much as wrong as it is. It's a clear case of the pot calling the kettle black and whatnot. It's ridiculous, you know, that something like this, first of all, we shouldn't even be over there. You know, that's the bottom line. Those people need to settle their own affairs. You know, and we don't need to be out there. What was the first hot topic?
The first one was there have been two major incidents of all.
Oh, the church topics. Yeah, but the shootings in the church. There's something we have to understand in this country that most people don't understand. The gun, the pistol, the gun has become a religious symbol in America. Americans worship the gun. The gun is a religious symbol just like the so-called crucifix. makes. The gun is just as much of a religion. Americans worship the guns. The gun. They feel they have a right to own a gun. They'll do anything. They'll give up anything as opposed to their gun. The chief comment you hear from these gun people, oh, you want my gun? You take it out of my dead body's hand. That's how strongly they feel about it. It is a religious symbol at this point in time in our culture. America is such a bloodthirsty, violent culture. You can expect people to be getting shot down anywhere, and everybody has guns. Everybody carries guns. So this doesn't surprise me that somebody walks into a church and shoots people and whatnot. And for people, for this man to say, God let me sent him here and everything, and you said that you didn't think God would be responsible for letting a child be molested. Children molested on a daily basis all over this globe, and God ain't did nothing for them. So what makes it any different for God doing something for this little kid? The girl in the church. It's as simple as that. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's God, but I'm just saying, look at the whole picture. It's as simple as that. But believe me, the gun is a religious symbol in this country. Americans worship the gun. Both so-called blacks and so-called whites worship the gun. Everybody loves the gun and has guns. That's all I got to say.
This is David Alleen. I'd like to make some comments in relation to what Marvin just said, particularly with regard to that minister who's saying that he believes that God causes a child, crazy child molester, to come into the church so that he could end up being taken off the street by molesting a girl in front of the congregation. I'll just say this. My main problem with God, or the concept of God, is that for the master of the universe, someone who knows all, can do all, is all-powerful, he doesn't seem to be able to do anything by himself. If God didn't want this man on the street, why didn't he just make him disappear? Why didn't he just magically teleport him to jail? Why didn't he send him to hell? Why didn't he just vaporize the guy? But why would he have to send him into a church to molest a girl in front of the congregation so that he could be taken off the street? It seems to me that God ought to be able to take care of that himself. But you know what? God doesn't seem to be able or interested in taking care of anything by himself. Everything that happens seems, that God is attributed to God is, being manipulated by human behavior. It's just like, particularly in World War One, where most of the fighting in Europe was being done by divine monarchists, people who believed that God wanted them to rule these countries, and that's why they were kings and emperors and so on. You have 8 or 9 different countries, all of whom are thoroughly convinced that they're fighting for God, and God wants them to win, these battles. If God doesn't like a country or the way it's operated, why not just vaporize people like Hitler or Stalin the Kaiser Wilhelm or anybody else? Why would it take a war, a desperate war, which, 60 million people being killed over something that God ought to be able to do with just a thought? That's what I think. And I would like somebody here, if anybody's up to it, my overarching question for any religious person. And like Marvin, I'm not people. It's part of the human experience to have faith in something. So I have no problem with people being religious because that's what people do. But I would like somebody to tell me, what do they think God is actually doing? What is God doing while all this shit is going on in the world? Is he watching? Is he keeping score? Is he, you know, judging everybody? I mean, what exactly is he doing? Why is all this stuff happening? You know, what does God have to do with it? I'd like somebody to answer that question. Okay. I guess there is no answer. But in any case, as far as George Zimmerman is concerned, I'm glad he's doing what he's doing, because that shows just how unjust this hold your ground or stand your ground law is. It shows what scumbags are operating the Florida judicial system. Someone like that can walk free and commit the social outrages that he's been doing one after another. You know, I'm glad he's doing it, because that shows these people who are perfecting this Jim Crow law in this Jim Crow justice system just what loathsome scumbags they are, that, you know, they'll exonerate somebody like him. And there were people on the jury, there was at least one woman who said that the way the case was presented, they didn't have any choice but to acquit him. And that, you know, there's probably a lot of truth in it. If I was there, I would have voted guilty. They would have had a hung jury if I was on there, because I wouldn't have acquitted him under any circumstances. But you know, and the same thing happened in New York with that grand jury. We don't know what that grand jury was told, because it was secret. But these cases are presented in a manner that you know, that makes an acquittal appropriate, because they're not prosecuted in order for an conviction. They're prosecuted for an acquittal. And as for this shooting in the church, there's been a lot of shootings in churches, and there's been shootings in front of churches, in parking lots, church parking lots, and frankly, if I was going to church with all the stuff that's happening in these churches and I had a gun, I'd be tempted to bring it, because I might need it to get out of this church alive. You know, and what Marvin said about the guns being a religious symbol like the crucifix is absolutely true. You know, and this sick, ridiculous theory about the Second Amendment and how the founding fathers, you know, said that in order to maintain a well-regulated militia, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be abridged. When the Supreme Court made its ruling about the right to bear arms, according to the Second Amendment, they didn't even talk about the well-regulated militia. It was a completely political decision. They just said that the founding fathers said that the people's right to bear arms should not be abridged, therefore they shouldn't be abridged. They didn't say anything about a well-regulated militia. Now, there's arguments about, you know, what this militia was supposed to do, and there's a great argument that these militias were designed to maintain slavery.
Also, Mr. David, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you made me thought about something. I want you to comment on this. You made me thought about something when you said the militia. I forgot. It was on the news. Bill Morris posted on Facebook, but it was on the news the man that was grazing his cattle on the land, and he was fighting the government to graze his cattle. And they said that you can get the news clip, and it said that all the Republicans was behind him, and they brought him down to give a big speech. And when he got up to give his speech, they had no idea what he was going to say. And he said, the best nigger. This is his exact words, and they showed the video. The whole video is on Facebook. And he said, the best nigger is a nigger that can pick the most cotton. Then he went to talking about how the niggers, this is his exact words, what I'm repeating. And he said, the niggers, all they do is lay around and abort babies and want free stuff. And he said, and the niggers want to stand in line with their hands out. Now, after he said all that, you ain't heard the Republicans come out against nothing he said. All you heard the Republicans do, excuse me, is a hush-hush. You ain't heard nothing about them coming out and saying what he said. The best nigger is a good nigger to pick cotton. And the niggers are going around. That's all they want to do is have babies and abort them and use the babies for experiments. And then and all this crazy stuff. So, and even a lot of the blacks was on his side, like grazing land. Why, if everybody else have to pay to have their cattle grazed, why he get to give his them free?
Well, it became a gun rights issue. And all of these rednecks, his neighbors, came to his defense. They were all armed, and the only way the government, the federal laws pertaining to his use of that land could be enforced would involve a battle. A deadly armed battle between the FBI or whoever and these rednecks, and they just weren't
They wouldn't have had no problem battling with the black man. They wouldn't have had no problem battling with him.
Matter of fact, they would have been thrilled for an opportunity to use those guns on black people. That's primarily what they think guns are for. I'll just make another comment about that I was thinking of. There was an incident here in Kansas City, which is an incredibly violent place. Kansas City it's unbelievable how much black-on-black violence there is and violence in general. In any case, these three black boys, I think they were all three of them teenagers, went to this white neighborhood, and they, with the intention of robbing a gun store. So, as you might expect, they go in there to rob the gun store, and the result is a shootout with the owner, who they kill. They beat the crap out of his wife, and they killed the gun store owner, and they all got busted. The gun store owner's wife made a number of statements to the press about how she's concerned that people who are opposed to gun owners' rights are going to use this incident as a reason to criticize gun ownership. Now, her husband has just been shot down like a dog, and her main concern. Well, I'm sure she had tremendous concerns about her husband, but in terms of her public concern was that she did not want, this to in any way impair the people's attitude towards guns, which I just thought was absolutely incredible. And the statement the standard slogan, guns don't kill people, people kill people, is another glorification of guns. But the obvious solution to that problem is make all the guns you want. You know, if you want to have 50 trillion guns on Earth, make them. Just don't give them to people. You know, that's the problem. So, I mean, this BS about guns don't kill people, people kill people, fine. You know, so make all the
now,
guns you want. Just keep them out of the hands of people.
Me personally, I don't, I want to get me a gun. Me personally. But I don't think I would take my gun and just pull it out and just, you know, that's not my intention. My intention, if I get a gun, which I plan to get me one, I plan to get me a 45 automatic, and my intention is not to go out and kill anybody. My intention is for me to protect myself. But
that entails killing somebody, dear. The bottom line is I don't have no problem with that. Don't get yourself a 45. Get yourself a rifle. Get a shotgun. If you want to protect your household, if you get a shotgun and you aim it in the direction of somebody that's trying to attack you, you'll hit it no matter whether you're a good shot or not. With a 45, you better hit it. You got to hit it exactly. To defend a piece of property, your house, your personal, a shotgun is better than a gun. If somebody breaks into your house and whatnot, they might steal that pistol. Now you have another pistol on the street. You don't have to worry about people running around the streets with shotguns. That's not the thing. But a shotgun is a better choice of a weapon for protection in your home than a pistol. Pistols are too easy for somebody to steal and conceal, and now we have, and that's what the problem is. Get yourself a shotgun.
And then this another thing. In the black community, we got to start addressing the violence on violence. I mean, it's probably being addressed, but we need to address it more. Why are we so violent? Why do we always have to pick up a gun? And the only
because we had good teachers. Don't
wait
we?
A minute.
This society is based on that. It's a very violent culture, and we've been here for a long time.
Every time they try to make a decision about something, what they do, they're trying to go to war. But then they talk about black-on-black crime and all of this stuff, horizontal crime. Hell, they committed crimes on us. They put us in a violent, we're placed like in a violent cage. We're in a violent arena. All of this is on TV, violence, shooting, killing, eating people. We live in a violent society. So
even the games that they prescribe for the kid that they make for our children are all violent, violently oriented games. This is a very violent culture, and we have bought into this culture. You know, we've bought into the culture. That's what the deal is.
These are warmongers. They're bellicose. They feel like they can solve everything through violence. The sports are violent. And then they sit here and talk about us being violent. They violent by charging people $200 for some HIV medicine or whatever, diabetic medicine. That's violent. That's cruel. That's inhumane. That's violence against sick people. These people are horrendous and notorious for being violent. The little white lady talking about she running for president, talking about dropping bombs on people. This is what these people do. They always have, and they always will.
And part of our problem is we tend to mimic and follow them. We are inundated with the way they think and the things they do. That's the main problem.
Right.
That's why we're so violent.
Right.
We're surrounded by
violent
culture, and we are built into so many of their paradigms and whatnot.
That's
why we're so violent. We tend to think just like
but
they do.
Can I ask everybody a question before our time run out?
Uh-huh.
What can we do in our community to change it then? I'm trying
separate.
To figure out a way.
Separate.
What can we
We've
do?
Been saying this for a long time. Separate. Go back to us being separate from these evil people. When you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. It's the same thing like the question you said about why are we so violent. It's the same reason why black women go put weave in their hair. We've been sitting around, living around these people for so long that we've assimilated. We've taken on their characteristics, trying to be like them. act like them, live like them, get them to like us. So guess what? We've just adopted everything that they fucking do, right down to the nitty-gritty, ugly, salacious lifestyle. You know what I'm
saying?
One of the things
you need
to consider
is, as far as adults in this country, that's lost. We need to develop our children. We need to deal with our children. Older generations, forget about it. They're too, they're lost. Us, we're
lost.
The only thing that can be done is to develop a mentality, a new person among the children, and that ain't happening. That's not happening, and that's what the problem is. Even if we stay among them, we can still be among them and not be like them. Plenty of people do that. Plenty of people isolate themselves from a cultural standpoint to where the mores of the dominant culture don't have a hell of an effect on their people. Look at the Amish and all of those groups that still ride around in horse cart, drawn carts and all that. I'm sure they have their problems, but they have managed to, even among living among these people, maintain their own mores, and that's what we have to do. But like I keep saying, Africans in the United States consider themselves a Western people because this Western culture is all they know. They know nothing about African culture or anything
culture
that their ancestors came from. And the bottom line is they continue to use the same methods, thinking that they're going to work. They haven't worked, and they won't work. And this is where we're at. It's as simple as that.
That's
so until we decide to start using, thinking for ourselves, start defining ourselves by our own terms, we continually define ourselves by other people's terms. Oh, we live in ghettos. No, we don't live in ghettos. Oh, I'm a black man. Well, since when did you stop becoming an African? Since, you know, and all, we have all of these things that we have bought into that is just not realistic.
Not realistic at all. And I just want to say something really quick before our time run out. And just like Marvin said, even if we don't separate, it's not even necessarily an actual legal separation, just to physically separate in a sense, like what Marvin mentioned, the example of the Amish people. I mean, we just need to have, we need to go back to before we started sitting in at lunch counters, have our own businesses, have our own things, and just, it really does. It's going to take us working with the young people because you can't work with these old people. They're set in their ways. They're stuck. If you hadn't learned by now, goddammit, you know, don't nobody have time for all of that. It's time for us to move on. So, yeah, we need to work with the young people. We can build up these young, new minds. Like Frederick Douglass says, I always have to go back to that quote. It's better to work with younger minds than broken old spirits. Because the old folks, they just fucking don't get it. They stuck, they there. And, you know, hey, they don't even have the wherewithal or the gumption, I guess, I don't know, to even try to change. So we have to work with these young people. Forget that crap. Forget that. And George Zimmerman, please. Idiot. He's going to keep doing whatever he's doing. Forget about him. That's one problem with black people. We too busy worrying about what these crackers doing.
Yeah, but
so
it makes me so angry. It makes me so angry to see that young boy body laying on the ground, and he's sitting there.
Yeah, but your anger ain't gonna change that. Your anger ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Your anger's not gonna be able to alleviate the George Zimmermans of the world. They exist.
Right.
I don't get mad or too surprised about half the stuff these crackers do. Because I expect them to do it. I don't accept it, don't get me wrong. But this is their nature. I know what they do.
Yeah.
So basically, like David was saying, you know, if you live in a real bad area and whatnot, best thing you do is to try to get out of there if you want to survive. Well, it's the same thing with them. With them, you know, we live around these fools. The best thing to do is to basically try to isolate yourself from all of that stuff so you can develop, you know. But there's nothing you can do about the Zimmermans. They're going to exist. The Republican Party didn't say nothing about that man talking all this nigger stuff and everything because that's what they would say. He was speaking for them. He was doing their job. They didn't have to say that. That's why they didn't say anything. That's the way the Republican Party is nothing more than a contemporary American fascist party. They don't have some guy with a funny little mustache. They don't have insignias on their arm and whatnot, all that. But they're essentially the same thing. They have three-piece suits on and $10 hairstyles and all that, they're nothing more than a bunch of Nazis, basically. That's all they are.
And see, the problem, too, with black people is we just got to stop thinking that these white folks love us like that. I mean, that's how I'm sure that maybe we want to see some justice. But, I mean, overall, we as black people, I'm not even, you know what, I made up my mind a few months ago. I'm not worried about what they're doing. I'm working on me and my people, because in order to effect change, you got to be the change that you want to see. Michael Jackson told us that with Man in the Mirror. You want them to stop killing? Black people change. The day when we wake up and realize who we are, when we realize that we are the ones, the chosen ones, the gods, then we can start effectuating some positive change. But if we keep feeding these devils energy, that's just like anything. You keep giving something negative energy, then it wins. We got to learn to put energy into ourselves. We got to learn to put energy into teaching our children, like Marvin said. Stop with all this nonsense. We feed too much energy into what they're doing.
Everything.
And my mom made that real clear.
We keep talking about negative.
Who they kill. We're bringing this stuff in.
Yep.
We got
to
start changing.
What so-called black person ain't doing, you know, who's dating white women? All these things that are going to take care of themselves when we get ourselves together.
Yeah.
We don't need to be worrying around.
Exactly.
All I see on the internet is all of this crazy stuff about people worrying about who's dating. Who's married, calling this guy a
Empire,
calling this
scandal,
guy a Tom, all the name calling, none of that stuff serves any purpose and everything.
No.
All those things will take care of themselves when we get our act together. You know,
that's
as simple
right.
as that. I'm not going to sit online worrying about who's dating a white woman, who's married to a white woman, who's a coon, or so-and-so is a coon.
Right.
It serves no purpose. It's pure negativity. Like
that's
she said, you need to worry about yourself. Take care of your business on your level. And everything else will take care of itself. Then maybe we're together as a group, you know. But if you're worried about who your friend is dating, or who you consider is a coon, if you don't agree with the person and their politics or whatever, then separate yourself from them. You don't have to have nothing to do with them. You don't need to stay online calling them all kind of names and putting these depictions of them on there as being clowns. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
They ain't doing it. Not constructive.
Yeah. I had to get away from all of that because you'll get trapped up into all this stuff with those people. And, you know, I understand Delta makes you upset. But, you know what, and it makes me upset too, but now I just don't let it consume me like I once did, because I'm working on changing me and working on helping my people. And when we put that kind of focus into things, we focus too much on what they're doing. That's our
and
problem. What they
nothing
doing,
that
what
they're
they
doing
do.
Now is anything new. It ain't something that's new.
And that's the thing. And that's
new.
The whole
this
thing
is going on
Bob,
since we've had a relationship with this
right.
culture. So it ain't new. So
yeah.
it's something that
it
we
new.
Need to be aware of, you know. It's just like anything else. We need to be aware of it, but we don't need to make that our main focus, you know.
Because, Marvin, even when we do make it our main focus, it's our main focus for a week. And then what? We are on to something else, because guess what? We either too busy working or worrying about paying bills, or they kill somebody else. And guess what? Who talking about Sandra Bland now? Nobody.
Right. You're right. It's not going to end, the whole thing is, you know.
No.
You know, it's going to be somebody else. If it ain't Trayvon, it's going to be somebody else. So we got to work on protecting ourselves. And we
That's
have to
right.
figure out how do we protect ourselves so this thing isn't as prevalent as it is. There's got to be something that we can do to stop it, because ain't nobody else going to be able to, they're not doing anything to stop it. You know, the government ain't stopping it. The churches are not stopping it. Nobody, the proletarian, the people, they have to figure out how they're going to stop it, because nobody else is doing a good enough job to stop it.
Yeah. Well, if you're waiting on another Dr. King or waiting on Obama to change or Loretta Lynch or whoever else, that's not going to happen. We have to do this. We have to be the change that we want to see. And in all actuality, that was one of the quotes from Barack Obama that he picked up from somebody or whatever. We have to be the change that we want to see. You want to see a change? You do it. We have to do it. Stop talking about what these people done and did. Now, they're going to keep doing this shit. They've been doing it. They've been killing women. They've been killing women in jail, been killing children in jail. What's the little boy named, 14 years old, Stymie Stimpy or something? They killed him years ago in the electric chair. The little boy didn't even do nothing. He couldn't even sit in the damn electric chair. They had to put phone books up under him so they can electrocute him. So this bullshit ain't new.
No, it's not.
That's my point. It is not new, and excuse my language, but it's just not new. And I'm really sick of talking about it because it ain't getting
nowhere. Well, you should be. You very well should be.
I am.
Because all you're doing is talking about it, and it continues. The fact that it's continued, that as a group, we're really not doing anything about it, but talking about it. Running around marching, dancing, singing, and whatnot, thinking that somehow this is going to awaken these people and whatnot. And the bottom line is they are who they are. So we need to turn inward to defend ourselves and whatnot. And that ain't necessarily with guns and everything, though that has its place, don't get me wrong. But in defense, if we can educate and discipline and raise our children and whatnot to be more aware of what is going on and everything, I think that in itself would be a defense. Like I keep saying, I use this as an example because they have a modicum of success at what they do. The Nation of Islam, ain't nobody walking in their church with no gun. And when they don't take that for granted. They have people stand outside unarmed with guns but very well prepared to defend their people and their neighborhood and their women and their children. And that is what has to be done. We have to set things up to where we can defend ourselves. In the neighborhood I grew up in, the Bronx, those racist Italians in some the Italian neighborhood, if you were driving around there and whatnot, they didn't recognize their car. They'd follow you and, oh, yo, who you coming to see? You know anybody? They have the right to do that, but their concern was such that they wanted to make sure that they had was able to protect their community. We have to have the same mentality with our communities. We have to have the kind of concern to where we want to protect our families and our communities and whatnot, and we don't. You know, because basically we don't have no communities. We don't consider any place where we live as our community because basically everywhere our so-called ghettos, I hate that word, are generally owned by other people. We're just renting it. We don't have no communities. You need a sense of community before you can do anything, and we don't have a sense of community.
And don't get me wrong, don't nobody love church more than I do, but what I'm trying to say is, all the churches, they ain't really worrying about nothing no more. They ain't really trying to help the people either. All they worrying about now is fattening their pocketbooks. And you know,
well, yeah, but the people in the church and the people have the power to do something about that. The thing that we have to understand is people told waiting for another Martin Luther King. A leader can't go no faster than his people. It's as simple as that. You know, a leader cannot go no faster than his people, and a leader can be eliminated. The first thing that they do is eliminate all articulate opposition. Somebody that can speak what's happening and fire the people up. That's the first thing that's done. So you get a Martin Luther King or a Malcolm X or somebody like that who might be effective and know what they're talking about. They can easily be killed, and now they are without a leader. Leaders are not what we need. Teachers are what we need. We need teachers. We need people to teach us, our youth and everything, what to do, how to do, and what's happening. But leaders, I don't look upon leaders as being that important and whatnot. We need teachers. Simple as that. You know, that's what we need. Mahatma Gandhi, when he made the British government back down, based on his nonviolence, what Mahatma Gandhi told the British government was this. He said, look, I got 70 million Indians behind me. Now, if you don't go for my nonviolence, you got to fight 70 million Indians. And they were occupying Army. There was no way. The British knew there was no way they'd be able to beat them. They didn't even have 70 million people living in England, first of all. They knew that. And that's how they won. And whatnot.
And
we need to think in terms.
We're out of time today. And just finish up your last comment, Marvin.
Hello?
Hey, did Marvin
hear
you?
Okay.
Goes.
You want to wrap it up?